Do you get a notification when I start the meeting?
I open up the little window and it sits there twirling, telling me to test my audio. And then all of a sudden, like magic, my camera lights up and then you appear.
Oh, so you hit it early and you just sit there waiting.
When I'm depending, usually about 5 minutes early.
Oh, okay.
I'm chronically early to everything.
Yeah, I hate that when you like you need to be somewhere. I know I said like you need to be somewhere at 2 o'clock and it's 1:15. Zach, are you ready to go? Yeah. And you know that it's going to take 25 minutes to get to where you're going, and I don't like to be late, so I want to get there at least 5 minutes early. And inevitably, we're late. I hate that.
My husband is chronically underestimating the time that it takes to do anything.
Yes.
He will say, it'll take me 10 minutes. And an hour and a half later, he'll come back from the 10-minute thing. Or he'll say, that'll take us about 15 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. And it will be at least a half an hour to get there.
People do this at Disney a lot. They assume that they can get from one park to another and do, oh, we'll do this ride over in this park, and then we'll get to, you know, then we'll hop over to the Magic Kingdom and we'll do another ride. And it's a very large place, and getting between the parks can be up to an hour in and of itself, just walking out, going back out, you know, to the parking lot, and then going through security and blah, 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 blah. So.
Wow.
Whereas in California, you know, the parks are separated by a promenade. You can just walk between the parks.
Yes, I know that about our area.
But you can't do that in Florida, Scott. You can't just walk
Florida,
between the parks.
Because of the massive amount of property that he was able to surreptitiously purchase.
Yes.
Which was my stripper name in the late 70s.
Surreptitiously purchasing.
Purchase, yes. I wonder if I close this window, if you'll go away.
Do you want me to go away? I'll go away.
No.
Fine, no. I'll leave. I know when I'm not wanted.
My concern was that you would go away, not that I wanted you to go away. If you go away on this summer's day, then you might as well take the sun away.
Or be really gay.
Stop it right now.
So, I haven't looked at the Trello. Did you add something to, what was this?
I added a couple of things a while ago. Let me look.
A while ago.
Healthcare and my burned friend and a Charlie Chanathon. Charlie Chanathon is just what Drew and I are doing at this particular time on Friday nights. It's what one of the reasons that we have to leave Mix Minus.
Isn't Charlie Chan a Netflix 70 movies? Oh, we already did this. Wow, it's been a while. So we're talking about healthcare and Burn My Friend. Okay. Got that. And wasn't there something that happened during the pre-show of Mix Minus? And then you said, well, then we have something to talk about on Tuesday. I don't remember what it was.
There was. And I don't remember. I mean, I think it was 90% of me being a smartass. which is no big surprise.
I see that.
I'm so rarely a smartass.
Right. I see that Crystal Cruises was the first luxury cruise line to step into the whatever they call it, the 4 for 4 thing.
The 4 for 4 thing?
Yeah, you have to be vaccinated and have your temperature taken and wear a mask and social distance. That's their whole thing.
Well, I doubt that we're going to see any form of a cruise ship for at least a couple of years. The way our lives are tending right now.
I feel like we might, like if we get vaccinated.
Yes.
because of other countries not opening their ports, my guess would be that the first few months of cruising are just going to be to private islands and back, which are in the Bahamas. So, you know, like Royal Caribbean would just run from there to private islands and back to Florida. And they're planning on running their ships at about at no more than half capacity. So I feel like that might be fun. That, but if we could get a really good deal on one, which I'm sure, you know, at first no one's going to want to go, so they may be willing to discount them.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with us cruising in the Caribbean is that we live in Florida.
You live in the Caribbean.
So there's nothing that I can see in a Caribbean island that I couldn't also see over at St. Petersburg Beach or Clearwater Beach or something closer.
I so understand that concept. Plus, and I would add this as a footnote.
An asterisk. An asterisk.
Askis. The Caribbean island have become so ridiculously commercialized that basically all they are anymore is a very large outdoor mall.
Yes.
Now, you can take shore excursions, I'm sure, that will take you further into the islands, but when you do that, all you see is the poverty that is the reality of those islands. It's devastating. And I speak from personal experience on that. You go from all of this glitz and bullshit, and then you see the huts that these poor people are living in, trying to exist in. The only draw for me would be the water itself, the beauty of the water, the beauty of the islands from afar. I would never leave the ship. I wouldn't step onto the islands.
Well, anymore. If the ship was afar, you should probably get off of it. We're interested in taking an Alaskan cruise or perhaps a European, something that is different than what we could just go out and do on a weekend.
Well, I can coach you on the Alaska situation because our last cruise,
yes,
was an Alaskan cruise.
I know this. At the moment, no one can take Alaskan cruises because Canada has refused to open their ports until...
Oh, Canada, they closed their doors to us.
Mm-hmm. So it would probably be 2022 before an Alaskan cruise.
Because of the Jones Act, Daniel.
Yes, that is the...
of the Jones Act.
The Jones Act, that's the one that says that a foreign registered ship cannot start and end at a port in America without first going to another country?
Ding, 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 ding. Not first, but has to include a foreign country, yes, on their itinerary. That is why Ensenada, Mexico, became a stopping point, a ridiculous stopping point. When Drew and I first visited Ensenada, Mexico, on one of our very first cruises ever, on the Azure Seas, which we called the Assured Sleaze. The Azure Seas.
Yes.
We stopped at Ensenada, as was their requirement, and all they had there was a trip to El Bufadoro, which is the blowhole. And El Bufadoro was nothing but an area of the rocks that where when the waves came in, it would be a huge blowhole.
Oh, a huge blowhole.
Huge, yes, very big. Mm-hmm. Now, they have since, if you go to El Bufadoro now, it's just what they've done to the Caribbean. It's a huge outdoor thing with all kinds of shops and this and that and bullshit. When we went, it was a squirting rock. That was it.
Nary a t-shirt stand or margarita shack to be found.
Nary.
Nor a perfume shop or... a jewelry
but
stop.
I would hazard this, that Ensenada still exists on the map because of the Jones Act.
I don't know the history of the Jones Act. What was the who to whose benefit was this? It doesn't seem like it was the benefit of the U.S.
I think it had to do. You know what? I would be speaking out my ass. I don't know. I would have to research it.
All right.
I'm assuming it's Irving Jones and his tribe that put it together. Putting it together piece by piece.
Appears to be the Merchant Marine Act of 1920.
Wow.
It is known as the Jones Act and deals with cabotage.
I love cabotage. It, only if it's cooked really well, and it leaves a terrible stink when you're cooking it. But
the law also defines certain seamen's rights.
Oh! You have the right to squirt far. The right
in
to
the
dribble.
In the El de Gahoro or whatever the
El de Gahoro?
What was
El
the
Bufadoro?
Yeah, Bufador.
El Bufadoro. El Bufadoro.
That's the seaman's rights in the El Bufadoro.
Absolutely, the blowhole.
Yeah, it's a very large article, so I'm not going to be able to, you know, skim it.
Synopsize at this particular juncture in time.
It's the... Oh, it has a long title.
Oh!
The long title is An Act to Provide for the Promotion and Maintenance of the American Merchant Marine, to repeal certain emergency legislation and provide for the disposition, regulation, and use of property acquired thereunder and for other purposes.
Which makes total sense to me.
Yeah, of course. It's the Jones Act. The Merchant Marine Act of 1920.
And
we are marching to El Blowhole.
El Bufador. To El Bufador. Yeah. And it's because the cruise ships register foreign.
Yeah, yeah. Even, so that they don't have to pay their workers a living wage. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready to kick this pig?
Oh, no. That would be dubious intent. I'd be kicking a pig. I am starting recording as we speak. This is me recording. Hi, I'm recording.
I thought you were Scott.
I am Scott, who happens to be recording, but I'm a multifaceted personality, my darling.
Oh, I see.
Yes, so I can record and speak all at the same time. I have no idea who is to begin.
It's odd.
This. And normally odd would be you.
Oh, okay. It's me. Mm-hmm. Then let's get ready to rumble.